I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. People from across New England are trying to help the Puerto Rican emergency response and recovery effort. Here's the story of one Hartford man's efforts on the ground. We drove to Caguas, a city south of San Juan, and our guide was Luis Coto, a former Hartford City Councilman now living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We traveled to Puerto Rico to tell stories. He traveled to deliver thousands of dollars in inflatable solar lights and water filters to people who need them, including members of his family. We stopped to ask for directions in a place called Villa del Rey.
We don't have any help from nobody, man.
That's 59-year-old Jose Ayala. He grew up in Holyoke. And what began as a search for directions became a micro-relief effort.
The mayor from here, our mayor, you know, we haven't seen him. Just you three guys, you know, you're the first guy that came in here. Not even the police come in here. This is a project, you know, and they scare the people in here, I think, you know.
Coto gets a few inflatable light-up solar lanterns and some water filters from one of the 13 pieces of luggage he brought to the island. Because here in Caguas, lights and water are hard to come by. But rather than just leave them with folks, he demonstrates how to use them. Ayala says there's one pressing priority.
Water, that's all we need, you know, water to drink. We go to the stores and, you know, they give you a 1 gallon of water, or, you know, 2 gallons of water, and that's it.
After the demonstrations are done, we say goodbye and get back in the car to try and find the person we're actually looking for in Caguas. Her name is Ida Garcia. She's the grandmother of another Hartford resident. When we find her son Ricardo is mopping the water out of her house. Hurricane Maria had ripped the roof off her bedroom. They tried to fix it, but the fix wasn't good enough to keep the rain out. She doesn't have electricity. The only flashlights she has are on the 2 magnifying glasses she uses to read. Garcia says she isn't too concerned with either electricity or water. The thing she wants is her roof to be fixed. That's because the standing water in her home is causing her asthma problems. But her daughter, Gisela Coto, was less patient than her mother.
Because I hear the news and see, you know, the things that they're giving from United States for us over here, and nobody has come over here. And, you know, it's not well to be with light so many days, with water. We have kids, grandkids.
From Caguas, it's off to Sidra, the mountain town that is the home of Luis Coto's family.
We're behind my mom and dad's place.
His parents moved back here from Hartford to retire, and this was the place he originally chose to try and help.
I chose this, as I mentioned, Bloquera, the sector. I chose this sector partly because this is the family hometown, right? The home area, to distribute solar lights, water filters, and try and install some solar panels in homes throughout the sector.
While the storm has destroyed the landscape around Sidra, it's also had its personal toll.
And like Papi said, they were hiding in the closet, not for minutes. Not for 5 minutes that they can go, wow, that was crazy. Hours.
And that trauma lingers, especially with Paula Santiago, Coto's aunt.
It's feel like you're always scared that something else is going to come, another storm. And it was awful. I think that storm had the power of the tornado, because when I was hearing the wind, it went like going around the house, making a terrible noise, like a big motor, and then a whistle, and it never stopped.
So she wants to go visit her daughter in Los Angeles, just to get away.
How did you say, caer en tiempo?
To get the rhythm back?
Yeah, because the storm got me so scared that I feel like I don't sleep well. Because I'm afraid that something else is going to come. So I want to go just for a little bit, like 1 or 2 months, and then relax and come back.
And it looks like she'll do that. She's got a flight to the mainland in mid-November, leaving Puerto Rico, if for nothing else, to get some rest. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.